But of course, you're a great ambassador for that, a great ambassador. Now, you did mention a little while ago about the finances. How are you managing to finance the efforts now?
Well, we're running around about 2 to 3 months a year to do fundraising. And just to give you an indication of what we can do with money, in Tibet last year we had 42 kids and we had 11 people staff, and the running costs, so including salaries, food, school materials, everything, per month was $2,165.86. And now we are still, for us, we use a lot of time to do this fundraising. It's hard work to get the money in. And I think the difference is with us is that we raise the funds and we spend them. So it's, we know how hard work it is, so we're very careful with the money. And what we want to do in the future, we want to set up an international training center in the south of India, where we're going to train blind people. Because we just have to mention that worldwide, there's 180 million blind or visually impaired people. Every 5 seconds, somebody becomes blind. Every minute, a child goes blind. 98% of these people live in developing countries, and only 1% of these people have access to education. So there's lots of work to do, and there's been a lot of media attention to our project, and a lot of people asked us to come to their countries and say, when does Braille Without Borders come to our country? And we said, well, Braille Without Borders is just a BME, so we could do that. We could go to more countries, but then we're all, before we know it, and maybe we set up 2 or 3 more projects. So we thought we have to do it, we get a different approach. So what we want to do now, we want to go to Kerala, the south of India, and there we want to set up an international training center where we're going to train blind people from developing countries so they're able to set up their own Braille Without Borders training center in their own country. They speak their language. They know their culture much better than we ever will get to know it, and they can go directly to the local government for support. And in that way, we hope that we can create an access for blind people worldwide to education. It's a big group of people, and a lot of people, what we found out as well is, under communication with blind people, when I'm going somewhere with Sabria, then they ask me, is she hungry? And Sabria is next to me. So I ask her, Sabria, are you hungry? And then she said, no, but she can speak. And these are things that's also a thing that need to be changed. And people, because they are blind, it doesn't mean that their brain is not functioning. It functioning very, very well, and this is what we have to show, yes.
If you were asked, if you were given your heart's desire at the moment, what, apart from being $10 million,
yeah, that would be great.
What would you actually want to see happen?
Well, apart from that, which is a very important part, because without money it doesn't work. But apart from that, I really would like to get a message across. I would like to see that people, especially people who are in the power of employing people, for example, or who are in the power of accepting people in their companies, that they understand it doesn't really matter if you're sighted or blind. It matters what you can do and what your potential is. And a lot of people, they are so afraid to talk to people that are blind or have a different handicap. I don't know if they have polio or deaf, but they should become open to other ways of living, and they should not see it as a handicap. They should see it as a different way of managing life. And they can be sure that a person who has something to overcome, like, for example, not seeing or not hearing, that they can also, that they learned how to overcome other obstacles and other problems. And this gives a big, big adventure, or this is a big adventure for these people. And I would really, I would hope that the people who have the power maybe consider who they employ, and maybe integrate some more blind people, deaf people, people with physically handicaps, and so on and so forth.
Okay, I think that what you're doing is marvelous, especially for young people. When you get to my old age, it's much easier to be philanthropic, but I think that what you're doing is a very, very laudable effort, and I wish you all the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin. Thank you. All right.